We're going to turn in the Word of God this morning to Psalm 23. Psalm 23. After learning later yesterday that this was going to be read this morning, decided to preach something different this morning. And so we're going to hear a word on Psalm 23, verse 1 this morning. So let's read together the well-known Psalm 23, which is a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's reflect this morning on the first verse. This well-known, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, it's not just what, it's also when that makes this so hard. Here we are at this time in the life of our denomination of churches, having gone through everything that we've gone through regarding the controversy, regarding the separation, other letters read regarding ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then this. And as I said in the prayer, a natural response to all of this is, how much, O Lord? How much, O Lord, do we have to go through as the denomination of churches of the Lord Jesus Christ? And reflecting upon that, that's what led me to say, let's hear something different this morning. Let's hear something that brings us in our minds what we need to be brought back to. Because a letter like this, in the context in which it comes at this time, naturally leads us to look at everything that's happening here below. And it causes confusion, it causes pain, it causes frustration sinfully, it causes anger. And to be led away from that and to look up. And to know this for you and for me at this time. The Lord is our shepherd. Not a man. The Lord is your shepherd. That's why we come to the conclusion of the verse and say, we shall not want. That's the focus. That's what I need, and that's what we need. And so briefly this morning, let's meditate upon what God says to us about himself and what we say in response to that from Psalm 23, verse 1. Let's consider my covenant shepherd. Let's consider his identity, his flock, and his work. His identity, his flock, and his work. My covenant shepherd. Psalm 23, of course, is a psalm of David. The psalm does not tell us exactly when it was that David wrote Psalm 23. But it's likely the case, or it may be the case, that he wrote it at the end of his life. That would make sense to think about this as a psalm written at the end of David's life. At the end of a life in which you can say he's been through it all. At the beginning of his life, a lowly shepherd himself. After he was king, a man who is guilty of sins against the sixth and the seventh commandments of God's law. A man who went on in time for after that sin impenitently and hardened in that sin, but then experienced the wonderful grace of God as a restored sinner. And he was attacked by his own son, attacked by the previous king. And then he was the attacker as the conquering king of the kingdom of Israel. He'd been through it all. And it may have been the case that he comes to the end of his life and he pens Psalm 23, and this is the conclusion to it all. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. As I stated in the introduction, it feels as though we have been through it all. As churches, it seemed that way prior to this Sunday. And now this. And beloved, the conclusion that we have to come to is the conclusion of David in Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, our shepherd. Therefore, we shall not want. David wrote Psalm 23 as one who himself was a shepherd. That's one of the amazing things about the inspiration of Scripture, that at times the Lord used the very circumstances of the men who wrote Scripture so that out of those circumstances they were able to write in an understanding way gospel truth. David knew what it meant to be a shepherd from his own experiences of caring for a flock. And looking at that and understanding that, he says, this is who God is. He is the perfect shepherd. Beloved, our comfort will only come from looking to him. If there's one takeaway from the sermon this morning, in light of what we heard, in light of what you're going through, in light of this, or any other reason, the only comfort that we will find during tumultuous times is in Jehovah, our God, who he is, what he says to us, and what he does for us. You will never find it, and I will never find it, in myself, in another person, or in the circumstances that we are going through. Consider any of those, the circumstances. Here we are right now, in light of everything that we've gone through. You're not going to find your comfort in that. It's impossible. In somebody else. Yes, someone else can be a help, but every person in the end is a sinner and weak. And in yourself who has strong faith at one time, weak faith at another time, confused in our minds, troubled in our minds, filled with all sorts of sins, to use the language of Psalm 23, a wandering, helpless sheep. Are we going to find it in ourselves? Of course not. We're only going to find it in one place. And that's what God is saying to us right now in Psalm 23. Everything else will fail and everything else is shaky, and nothing but this will give us what we need in our times of difficulty. It's this, the certain truth of God. He is Jehovah our God. Shepherd. Now, what does that mean? David says that his shepherd is the Lord. Lord in all capital letters, that's Jehovah. The one only true God and the one only true God who is the covenant God. The name Jehovah always drives us straight to that truth of the covenant. And covenant means friendship, communion, love, care, fellowship. And really, Psalm 23 and all of its description of the relationship between God as a shepherd and his people as a flock is a relationship of love and care. It's a covenant relationship. And that doesn't go away. It never goes away. This morning, we confess, in light of everything we have and are going through, we confess God is Jehovah to us. He's our covenant, loving, faithful, all-knowing God. The shepherd is Jesus Christ. David wrote Psalm 23 in the Old Testament, but we interpret Psalm 23 in light of the New Testament. And very quickly we go to this point in the sermon, that in light of the New Testament, we know that Jehovah, the one who is the triune God, reveals himself as a shepherd to us in Jesus, the one only mediator between God and men. And this was the express testimony of our Savior himself in John chapter 10 when he says, "I am the good shepherd." And so where does our mind go right now? Our mind goes to this is who we have as a shepherd. Jehovah God revealed in your Savior and my Savior, Jesus Christ. He is, as David says, our shepherd. David knew what he was talking about. As himself, he was a shepherd. And that Jehovah in Jesus Christ is our shepherd means that this is what is true of our God this morning. What it means is that he is a loving God. The fundamental characteristic of a good shepherd is that the shepherd loves his sheep. And what a shepherd does in love for that sheep and that flock together is everything for their good. That's the characteristic of love. You do everything for the good of that object of your love. And that Jehovah is your shepherd and my shepherd means that he loves you. He loves me. And the love of Jehovah for us as his shepherd is he has our good in mind. And beloved, we believe that by faith. We believe that by faith because you cannot always see that by sight. And you cannot always understand that by human reasoning. But you can by faith. By faith in the word and promise of God. And he says to us this morning, "I'm your shepherd. I love you." And what that love means for you is your good. We need to know that. Everyone who's affected by this needs to know that this morning. That does not change one iota in light of what we heard and in light of everything that we have gone through. It means also that he is faithful. A good shepherd is faithful to his flock. He's always there. He never abandons. We know that from the New Testament, the one that wanders, he's faithful to find and he's faithful to draw back to himself. Jehovah, as our shepherd, will not abandon us in our times of need. And he's all-knowing. He's all-knowing. That's what a good shepherd is. He needs to know each individual sheep and their particular needs. He needs to know what they need for their food. He needs to know the surroundings and the enemies that may be lurking. He needs to know what it takes to care for them in their particular needs. And beloved, he knows our needs. We pray that, don't we? We pray, "Thou knowest our needs better than we know them ourselves." It's not like the mother with the crying infant after the infant is changed and fed, and even after maybe he or she woke up, where the mother holds the crying infant and says, I have no idea what this baby needs right now. It's never like that. And beloved, we all have our individual needs right now. In light of everything that we've gone through, and in light of this letter that was read, myself as a pastor and colleague of other ministers has particular needs in light of this. You, as members of this congregation, maybe with your particular past relative to these types of things that were spoken of in that letter, have particular needs right now. And many other things that give your need exactly as it is. And this is the word of the gospel. This is the word of God to you. Jehovah knows it. He knows it because he's a faithful shepherd. And he's God. And he will meet you in that need. He will bring to you his Spirit with his word and his strength to go forth in light of the circumstances of our life. This is Jehovah. He reveals himself in Jesus Christ, the loving, the faithful, the all-knowing shepherd of his flock. That God is our shepherd means that we are part of his flock. It's a peculiar flock. He's not a shepherd to all sheep or all men. He's a shepherd to some, his people. And that comes through in Psalm 23 very clearly. It comes through in the name Lord. Anytime you're talking about covenant, covenant God, with that you have covenant people. And covenant people are not all people. Covenant people are those whom God has redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And we have that from the fact that in Psalm 23, verse 1, we have a personal confession. Not anyone says this morning the words of Psalm 23, verse 1. Only some do. Only those whom God has saved say this morning, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That we say that means that we are part of his flock. And so we reflect upon who we are. And we reflect upon who we are this morning, first in light of who God is as our shepherd in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to get to in a moment the characteristics of you and me as sheep. But first we make clear what is our identity as a flock. What this means, beloved, is that we have been purchased by God our shepherd. That you are a sheep in the flock of God means that you have been purchased by God himself. And that purchase price that makes you part of the flock of God was the very good shepherd himself laying down his life for the sheep. That was the sacrifice. That was the purchase price. It was what is most precious to God himself being brought into the depths of Calvary, the depths of hell, bearing our wrath and sin, so that through that you can hear the word this morning. You sinner, you're a saint, you're a sheep. You're part of the flock of God. We didn't read it this morning, but Psalm 23 comes right after Psalm 22. The beginning of Psalm 22, prophetic of the words of Jesus Christ as he hung on the cross of Calvary, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because he was forsaken by God as he experienced the depth of hell. Psalm 23 is true. That he is our shepherd, and we are his flock. And that is why When you fixate your eyes upon the Good Shepherd and his sacrifice on the cross of Calvary, that is why you can know right now today he loves you, he's faithful to you, he knows you, he will keep you as his sheep and me as his sheep. It's the only thing that leads us to be absolutely certain of that. The word and promise of God in the person and work of Jesus Christ, who gave his life as the good shepherd of his sheep. To be part of the flock of God means that we've been purchased by God, and it means that we've been marked by God as his. It's an interesting thing about flocks in the ancient days. At the time in which this was written, a shepherd would have to identify a particular sheep as his own. And so what they would do is that they would mark the sheep. They would take the knife and they would put a little certain cut in the ear that would say, "This sheep is my sheep. It's not another shepherd's sheep. It's my sheep." That mark identifies them. And beloved, as those who have been purchased by God, we've been marked by God, not something on us, but something in us, which is the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ who dwells in us, that Spirit that unites us to Jesus Christ, that Spirit that will never depart from us, that Spirit that works with our spirit so that we cry in the midst of struggle and difficulty, "Abba, Father," and know him as David knew him in Psalm 23, "My covenant shepherd." And that truth, that we've been purchased and that we've been marked, that is, that we belong to him, is the hope that we have in light of who still we are as sheep. God is our shepherd, I am a sheep. And that I am a sheep is so appropriate in light of who I am as a weak sinner. Because, beloved, we know what's true of sheep. What's true of sheep is that they are helpless. In every respect, helpless. And to be helpless means that you're dependent. What is the Lord teaching us right now? Certainly it's this. You need me. You need me. Every one of you needs me. That's what God says, because you're a sheep. Helpless, dependent sheep. And so, as I said in the introduction of the sermon, when things like this cause us to look this way so quickly and to have so many thoughts, what God says to us is, look this way and know this. You're sheep, but you're my sheep. And what I'm teaching you right now is your absolute dependence for all things, every day, upon me. Because a sheep is not only helpless, but a sheep is tending to wander. All we like sheep have gone astray, Isaiah 53. We have gone in our own way. And every single one of us is but a wandering sheep because of the sins that cling to us. And where is our need and where is our dependence most? It's exactly that. At a time when we hear this announcement, we're led to think about somebody else first. We need to look at ourselves and say, I'm a sheep. And I'm a wandering sheep. And the only reason that I am kept day by day from wandering off that cliff to destruction or wandering down that path in bondage is that Jehovah, my shepherd, draws me to himself and keeps me, draws me to himself by leading me to humble repentance and confession of sin and trust in Christ and the strength to walk a new holy life. That's what we're led to see this morning. In everything, and especially this, I need Jehovah. And I have him, and you have him, by the grace of God, because he purchased us. And thus, he's the loving, faithful, all-knowing shepherd that he is to you and to me. And therefore, we say with David in Psalm 23, verse 1, I shall not want. Because this is his work. His work as the shepherd to sinful, wandering, helpless sheep is to care for them. And so really, when you look at Psalm 23, the entirety of the psalm after verse 1 is an explanation of verse 1 itself. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. That's why I say this morning, I lack nothing. Because what God is going to do for you and for me right now is he's going to bring me to the green pastures of his word. He's doing that as we speak. He's going to bring me to this word. He's going to quicken in me faith in this word so that in the midst of turmoil and difficulty, we have what we need to get through this, trusting in him and by his grace. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. That's why we say this morning, I don't want, because he does this for us. Yes, as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. All of those enemies that seek to destroy us in this dark, deep valley, and at times it seems so dark and so deep, God says, I'm there. I comfort you. That's why you don't want. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. That's why we say we don't want. And yes, beloved, this, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Therefore, I shall not want. And just reflect on that last one. Goodness and mercy follows us, and really the idea there is it pursues us, it pushes us down the path to one place, and that's the end when it says that we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's the word of God to us this morning, that right now, goodness and mercy is pursuing us and following us and leading us as God's people, and it's leading us one day to glory. I say again, by faith we believe that. Not by sight, but by faith we know Jehovah is our shepherd. Beloved, make this your own confession this morning. I need to make it mine. Because that's what it is. It's a personal confession. It's the personal confession. The Lord is my shepherd. Therefore, I shall not want. May God work in us to make that. May God work in us by his Spirit the comfort of that. And may God keep us. Amen. Our Father in heaven, we pray that thy word may be a balm to us in a time of need, that it will help us and lift us up, lead us to set our hearts and minds upon thee as our God, trusting that thou art a faithful shepherd to us in all of our needs. Lord, keep us in the rest of this day. Bring us home safely. Help us to keep this day holy, and may this day be one in which we set our minds and hearts upon Thee as our Heavenly Father. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.